Yuma Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. The Kohen Gadol has to offer as a total on all day Yom Kippur 15 korbanos. Three of them are korbanos chatos, including the power of the Kohen Gadol, which we've described in earlier Mishnayos, where he does vidui. The sa'ir for all of Klal Yisrael that have got the goyrol lahashem, as opposed to the one la'azazel that doesn't count. And a third sa'ir of chatos that is part of the musaf. So that makes up three carbon chatos, which are offered in various places. Some of them have the dam bifnim, inside the Kodesh Kodeshim. Some of them are only chitzonios, that are outside. Then there are 12 olos that are going to be brought. The tamid shel shachar, that's brought every day. The tamid of the afternoon, bein ha'arbayim, that's brought in the afternoon. The ayil of the Kohen Gadol that he has to bring, described in other Mishnayos earlier. The ayil for the am, which is mentioned in Achrei Mos and Pinchas. And then in Musaf, there is a par and seven kivasim of Musaf that have to be brought as well. So that's eight of Musaf, the two karbanos tamid, the ayil for the Kohen Gadol, and the ayil for the am, making grand total of 12 olos and three chatos, giving us 15 for the day. Now, there are different opinions as to when these are going to be brought over the course of the day. Particularly, there's a machlokus when it comes to the carbon musaf. One opinion has it that the carbon musaf is brought at the same time as the tamid shel shachar, which is all the way in the morning, the very first thing. Other opinions have it that it's coming later, and our Mishnah is going to record some of those. So where we left off, where we had our sa'ir that went la'azazel, and the par and the sayer that the Kohen Gadol was doing the avoda. The last thing we had him do in Mishnah Aleph was he did the Kriyas HaTorah that he did after the sayer that he had done before. So now, in the Vigdei Vutz Kore, if the Kohen Gadol read this laning that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah in the Big Day Lavan that he was wearing before, as opposed to Mishnah Aleph, which said if he wanted to, he could wear his own clothes, then Kidesh Yorav Araglov, after he does the Kriyas HaTorah, he has to wash his hands and feet. This is the fourth one of the day, for those keeping count. Pashat, then he takes off the Big Day Lavan, Yorad V'Taval, and he goes into the mikveh that was in the Lishkas Beis HaParva, as we've said before, Allah, and he comes out of the mikveh in a stopeg, and he dries off his body from having dipped in the mikveh before. This is the third tevila of the day. So he's done Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim four times, and three tevilos so far. Hevi Allah Big Day Zahav, they bring him the Big Day Zahav, which are the one with gold threads that he wears to do regular daily avodos. V'lovash, and he puts them on. V'kideh Shadar V'Raglav, again he washes his hands and feet, that's five times now. V'yotza, and then he goes out, va'asa es ailo ves el ha'am. And he brings his ayil and the ayil of the am that he was going to bring. That's two carbon olos. The eis shevas kvasim tamim em b'nei shana. And he also brings the carbon musaf, the seven lambs that he has to bring as part of the carbon musaf, div Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer's point of view, that Rabbi Eliezer says that he is going to bring all of these karbanos now at this stage of the day in the afternoon after he did a bunch of the other avoda that he was doing before. So that is Rabbi Eliezer's point of view. But Rabbi Akiva Omer, and this is how we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, im tamid shel shachar hayu kravim. He says, no, the carbon musaf, the seven kivasim, were brought with that initial carbon tamid of the morning, first thing in the morning. Upar ha'ola, whereas the par ha'ola, the sa'ir shenase bachutz, and the goat carbon that was brought outside in the Kodesh, hayu kravim im tamid shel ben harabayim. They are brought with the tamid of the afternoon that comes later on. And there's big discussions in the Gemara about the ins and outs of what the precise order is and when things are going to go. And Rabbi Akiva says that they're going to be brought later. Overall, the way Rashi explains Rabbi Akiva's point of view, this is how it goes. He does with the first tevila of the morning in the Big Day Zahav, the tamid of the morning, and the par, ola, and seven kivasim of musaf. So he is really bringing nine karbanos right away first thing in the morning in his first begadim, the Big Day Zahav, with the tefillah that he did on the roof of the room where he had stayed the night. And remember, that was much earlier in the Masechta. That was not considered technically part of the Kodesh. It was up on top of the walls. When he gets to the second Tevilah, now he is in Big Day Lavan, the special Yom Kippur Begadim. He does the Avodas Hayom, which are the Viduis, the Goral over the goats, the Ketores in the Kodesh Kodeshim, the Dam of the Par and the Sayer that he's going to sprinkle in the Kodesh Kodeshim and outside, the sending of the Sayer La'azazel, and the laning. So he does all of that after his second Tevilah. He then does a third Tevilah, and in Big Day Zahav, he brings the Sayer Chatos of Musaf, his ayil, the ayil for the people, and the emurim of the par and the sayer that are going to be burnt, and we discussed this in a previous Mishnah as well. The fourth tevilah, Big Day Lavan, he's going to take the spoon and the shovel out of the Kodesh Kodeshim that he had left in there. We're going to see that in the next upcoming Mishnah. And finally, the fifth tevilah, he's back in the Big Day Zahav for the daily avoda again. He does the Tumid of Ben Harabayim, the Ketores of Ben Harabayim, and the Hatavas HaNeros. So we see that each of the five tevilos, he's got a lot of work to do in the middle. But this is Rabbi Akiva Seder Hayom, and this is how we paskin how things went. Tosfos and the Rambam switch a few minor details around, but generally this is the outline for the Kohen Gadol's day. Mishnah Dalet, finishing up his day for his Yom Kippur schedule and what he's going to do, and then the rest of the Masechta will move on to other things. Kidesh Yorav Viraglov, he then does his sixth, for those of us keeping count, washing of his hands and feet, Uposhat, and takes off the Big Day Zahav. V'yorad V'toval, and he goes into the mikvah for his fourth tevilah of the day. V'olav and Estapeg, and he climbs back out, and he dries himself off. Heviu lo Big Day Lavan v'lovash, they bring him the Big Day Lavan, which are specific to the Yom Kippur avodas that he's going to do, and v'lovash, he puts them on. These Big Day Lavan, as we mentioned all the way back in Perek Gimel, are less expensive Big Day Lavan than the ones that he wore first thing in the morning. That Mishnah, Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan talked about differences in the amount of money that had to be paid for those begadim. V'kidesh Yodav Araglov, he does his seventh washing of his hands and feet. Nichnas goes into the Kodesh Kodeshim, Lahotzi es hakav es hamachta, to take out the spoon and the shovel that he had put down there when he had been doing the Ketores before. Kidesh Yodav Araglov, once he comes back out with the implements, then he again washes his hands and feet, now the eighth time. Uposhat takes off the Big Day Lavan that he had worn just for this one avoda. V'yorad V'tobal goes back into the mikvah for his fifth tevilah. Olav and Estapeg, and then climbs out, and he dries himself off. Heviu lo Big Day Zahav v'lovash, they bring him the Big Day Zahav once again, and he puts them on. V'kidesh Yodav Araglov does his ninth washing of hands and feet. V'nichnas lahakter ketores shel Bein Harabayim, goes into the Kodesh, into the Heichal, to do the Ketores of the afternoon on Mizbeach HaZahav. And this is Rashi and Tosfos that agree that this is the order in which he goes. Ulehetivas HaNeros, and to light the Neros. B'kidesh Yodav Araglov, finally, he does his last washing of his hands and feet. So he has done five tevilos in the mikvah, and 10 washing of hands and feet, because each time he does changing of clothes, he has to wash his hands and his feet. And then Uposhat takes off the Big Day Zahav, Heviu lo Big Day Atzmo. So now he's done for the day. He has taken care of all the avodos for Yom Kippur and the regular daily avodos. And they bring him his own clothing, Belovash, and he puts them on. Does not obviously have to do any Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim because they're his own clothes. And then Umalavin Oso, all of the people there at the Beis HaMikdash then escort him ad Beiso until his home. And V'yontav Haya Oysa La'oyhavav. And at the end of the day, on Matzah Yom Kippur, when it's time and it's reached Zman, then he makes a huge party for all of his friends and all of his well-wishers. He makes a big yontav on Matzah Yom Kippur, B'shaa She'yotza V'shalom in HaKodesh. Because this is the time that he has left the Kodesh Kodeshim in peace, and there was no psul, and no evil happened to him. He didn't die. There was no accident. He didn't become tameh. He did all the avodah in the proper way. And so this is the sequence, according to Rabbi Akiva, and the Kohen Gadol makes a big holiday on Matzah Yom Kippur. And so then, after this, the Mishnayos go on to talk about various aspects of Yom Kippur, including the difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedget, what he wears, and including all of the different Isurim on Yom Kippur, kind of a general manual of Yom Kippur.